nutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta-carotene, alpha-carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
I'm here at the Dark Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Lynn Marzulli, and we carry his book, The Nephilim Trilogy, The Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. We carry his book on alien interviews. That's not interviews with aliens, it's interviews with people who've interviewed people who've talked to these not true aliens. They're really demonic beings, of course, and then the Watchers 1 and the Watchers 2 DVDs, and basically there they interview, at least a part of the interviews with Dr. Alder has actually removed the chips from a number of people, and Lynn'll probably be talking about that this morning. There is a supernatural world out there. We live in a material world, logical world, but there is a supernatural world. And, of course, you really can't understand anything going on today unless you understand that. There's many things that just don't make sense. And we talked to Lynn last night. I talked about the danger of an EMP attack, taking a nuclear weapon, shooting it up a couple of hundred miles into the stratosphere, and detonating it, and certainly wiping out all the electronics in an area of 1,000 miles. Now, basically, it would be very easy for the government for a few billion dollars to install barriers on the lines, on the power lines, to prevent this from happening. But you see, they don't want to do that. And you have to ask yourself, why wouldn't logical people want to certainly preserve our society? Because, of course, if they were the Iranians or somebody else were to set off an EMP attack in America, it would destroy America as we know it. Is it possible there are people in America who want to destroy this country as we know it? I mean, logic would tell you that we would not be doing many of the things we're doing, but we are, so there has to be another reason. Logic would tell you the last thing we need is a war with Iran. Certainly all the evidence suggests they are not in the process of building a nuclear weapon. In fact, they haven't even decided to build a nuclear weapon. And if you doubt that, read Matthew Kroening's article in Foreign Affairs magazine, January, February of this year, 2012, and he will tell you they haven't decided to build a weapon. They're not working to build a weapon. That's why we need to attack them now. The article is called Time to Attack Iran. A lot of things don't make sense. Well, with us is Lynn Marzulli, who will hopefully help things to make sense. I found him to be stimulating and have information that every American needs to have. Lynn, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure, Dr. Stan. Always good to be here.
And don't be afraid to bring up the EMP attack, because I think that was really so interesting last night. And perhaps it explains how They intend to actually implement Agenda 21, the secret internationalist agenda for the 21st century. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, last night we were discussing the whole the threat of an electromagnetic pulse weapon, or an EMP, as it's sometimes called, most often called. And I was at dinner with several friends who are pastors, and we were discussing the idea that more than likely dirty nukes, or even a live nuke perhaps, were smuggled over the southern border in the 90s. Many or other different intel from different people have you know, postulated that Al-Qaeda or whoever have smuggled between 10 and 20 suitcase nukes across the southern border. And that is cause for great concern. There's no doubt about that. A nuclear event in this country would be devastating, more than likely leading to martial law, some sort of a national ID chip or card, further restrictions of the liberty that we have now. You think it's bad at the airport now with the TSA goons? Just wait if we have an event like that. But the sum of all fears to me, and I say this in the light of a nuclear event, a dirty bomb, something like what we see in Fukushima or Chernobyl, where there's just radioactivity released, yes, there's going to be damage. Yes, there's people are going to die. I get that. A live nuke, the numbers go way up. But it's something that you can recover from. You can send aid, and we've got resources to recover from something like that. But an EMP, electromagnetic pulse weapon, you don't really recover from. And that, to me, is causes the greatest amount of alarm, at least from my perspective. And the way that works, just for your listeners, if they don't know what it is, you just take a small nuclear device, even something like what we dropped on Hiroshima or Nagasaki in World War II. And of course, they've got nukes that are much more powerful than that. But you send that thing up 200 miles over, let's say, the center of the United States, over Oklahoma City, let's say. You launch it from out in the Gulf, and it flies up 200 miles, and it's detonated 200 miles above the Earth. What it does is it sends down an electromagnetic pulse weapon, which fries all of your electronics. In other words, and this is what people don't get. And look, I've heard Newt Gingrich and other pundits and politicians talk about this and discuss the real threat of an EMP. And what is devastating about it is it puts that country, let's say it happened, the scenario that I just outlined, over Oklahoma City, God forbid. But let's say that's for the purpose of our discussion, that's where this thing was launched and exploded 200 miles over that city. It would basically wipe out the Midwest, the Bible Belt, and, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, is probably as far east as maybe the Carolinas, as far west perhaps as Colorado. It would take out a good section of the country. And what I mean by take out, fallout wouldn't be that much of a problem, radioactivity, but it fries the entire grid system. And guess what? The next day, 24 hours later, it doesn't come back on. So when you start looking at that and traveling down that very dark scenario, we think of things that we take for granted, like refrigeration, where we come home and we've got an ice box and we've got a refrigerator and we keep milk in there and berries and fruits and vegetables and all things that would perish without refrigeration. And then we've got meat and chicken and fish and stuff in the freezer. All that's gone. All that's gone. And within 72 hours, and you remember, your car doesn't start. So let's say you drive 20 miles to work and an EMP happens, and you're 20 miles away from your house. How do you get back to your home? You see how it gets real complicated very quickly. And what if you're dressed in a business suit? Everybody's stuck in exactly the same position, so now what? And none of the cars work. The cell phones don't work. The lights don't go on.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Enrise Dooley right here. The American Freedom.
To some, a truck is just a vehicle. Nothing more. Steel, chrome, hydraulics, and combustion. But when you look at these things and find inspiration, when you put them together with passion and integrity, then engineering comes to life. Cold sheet metal develops a soul, and pride, sweat, and commitment turn a truck into something more. A Ram truck. Ram heavy duty. Ram 1500, the Outdoorsman, and our most luxurious truck ever, the Laramie Longhorn. They're not just trucks, they're Ram trucks. Guts, glory, Ram.
Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables of 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservation. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Market attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd, so make your reservations early and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
Well, Stan here at Network, I guess, this morning, Lynn Myers to leave. And remember, nothing is it appears to be. During the Second World War, we had people working with Heinrich Himmler, who was the number two and number three man over in Hitler's Germany, certainly. At the end of the war, why we helped Martin Bormann, number two man in Hitler's Germany, escape to South America with his billions of dollars and set up an organization there of Nazi war criminals that exist to this day. So we work with our enemies. We always have. Go back to the Boer War with Jan Smuts, who was one of the leaders of the Boers fighting the English, was actually a secret British agent, an agent of Cecil Rhodes' secret society, egging on the Boers so we could have a long and bloody war there. This sort of thing happens all the time. Fidel Castro, the wicked communist, enemy of the United States. Why, David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit him, and Fidel comes up to visit to David and to speak at the CFR headquarters. Arafat, the wicked fellow with a checkered head adornment, was receiving large sums of money from the CIA, and I suspect that the Ayatollahs over there in Iran are playing their part very well. We installed the Ayatollah Khomeini. Is it possible that we have installed the present Ayatollah over there, Ayatollah Khomeini is his name? So nothing is it appears to be. And there is a secret agenda. You will never read about it because you can go up on the Internet. Agenda 21. It is the agenda of the ruling elite of the world. Its purpose, to restructure society and remake man. Let me repeat that. Their goal is to restructure society and remake man. That is their written statement. How are you going to restructure society? Well, an EMP attack would do that, because it could be the serious consequences could be readily negated simply by spending a few billion dollars now. We can give billions of dollars in foreign aid. We can waste $1 trillion on a no-win war in Iran and Iraq. But we can't come up with a couple of billion dollars to protect America from a EMP attack that would restructure society and remake man. There really is an elite. They control the media. That's why you never read about Agenda 21. You get the material on the Internet. They'll look it up, get it from our good friend Michael Shaw, and we will be having Michael's talk available really very, very soon. Hopefully, I just watched it yesterday. Great job, and we'll get the information to you. Well, let's go on with Lynn Marzulli. and let you understand that reality is usually scoffed at.
Mm.
Illusion is usually king. And most Americans have no idea what's really going on because they control the media. Go right ahead.
Well, here's a few quotes. This is from General Eugene Habiger. And he talks about EMPs. He says, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And then we read that North Korea's last round of tests conducted in May 2009 appear to have included a super EMP weapon capable of emitting enough gamma rays to disable the electric power grid across most of the lower 48 states. And again, and this is why, you know, I can bang this drum forever, and some people will listen to it and scoff. I've been at conferences, Dr. Stan, where, you know, the panacea of, well, it's all okay, we're going to get raptured out of here, don't prepare, don't worry about it. And that, you know, I want to get raptured. I mean, who are we kidding? On the other hand, and I just, after that speaker, I just said, what about Katrina? You see, things happen, and we don't know how long we're going to be here for, and we don't know what the future will hold. But the sum of all fears, in fact, I'm going to blog about it this morning, lamarzulli.wordpress.com, because we talked about it last night, and I just feel it's time to bring it up again. It is devastating. There's another quote in the same article that I'll link to today on the blog, which says that within a year, 9 out of 10 Americans will be dead. And the reason for that is, when there's nothing to eat, when the water and the waste systems, everything that we have stops working, literally, and people don't get that. Everything, life as we know it, ceases to exist. If you're living in a city and you turn on the tap, there is no water, there is no power, your toaster can't work, your refrigerator, the food goes bad in 72 hours. And if you don't have a reserve of food and water, now what do you do? And you see, this is what we're coming up against. And most Americans have not prepared. And, you know, I consider myself a prepper. I mean, I'm not fanatical about it, but we've got food and water resources here. We're on well water, so, and I'm making provisions to access the well if the grid goes down, either with a generator or a hand pump, something to keep the water, you know, coming. Because if I have water and a stash of food and a garden, you know what, I can survive for X amount of days or years or whatever. But this thing is coming, I think. And, you know, you can say, well, you know, L.A. Marzulli, you're a fearmonger and you're just getting people all afraid and everything else. Well, that's not the point of this. The point of it is that there are people on this planet. I mean, just look at North Korea. They've starved, let's say, you know, hundreds of thousands of their own people systematically. They've got gulags there. Look at the Chinese. I mean, you've got some really nasty guys out there, really nasty guys that don't care about human life. And then you've got radical Islam, which can factor into the mix. I'm not saying that Al Qaeda perhaps, you know, has the type of technology, but you know, when we look at North Korea, they certainly have it. The Chinese certainly have it, and it doesn't take much. All it takes is one. All it takes is one EMP, and people go, well, you know, we've got our air defenses, blah blah blah. Well, let's look at 9/11. I mean, those jets were in the air for an hour. And they were off course. And, you know, that was very convenient that our forces weren't able to shoot those planes or whatever they were down. And they, you know, flew around and did what they did. And then the missile, I don't believe it was a plane that hit the Pentagon. Where did that come from? So a lot that we don't know. And I know I'm hopping around when I jump into the 9/11 thing because that opens up a whole can of worms. And I do believe that the official events that we were told was not the real deal. I think there's a whole other story behind 9/11 that, it's funny. If you mention that, you know, you're accused of being non-patriotic and you're a conspiracy theorist and all this nonsense. But they found nanothermite in the dust at the World Trade Center. How does that get there? Just some simple questions. Why does Building 7 fall at free fall speed? And on it goes. But I digress. An EMP is a game changer. It's a huge game changer. And this is why, you know, if you're in a congregation of people, whether it's a Messianic congregation or a Baptist congregation or a Calvary Chapel or a Vineyard, whatever it may be, why not begin to partner with like-minded individuals and have a plan? I mean, at least have a backup plan that if something happens, that if emergency happens, we're going to meet at this location. We're going to pool our resources together and hunker down together and survive. And I think, you know, it's important. I've got that strategy planned here with several families that we've kind of partnered with in the event of a catastrophe. We're going to meet at my place because I'm at 1,000 foot above sea level. And we've got 2 acres and wells here and the whole deal. So it's more conducive to surviving some sort of a catastrophe like this. But look, if nothing happens, great. What have I lost? A couple hundred, you know, maybe $500, $600, $1,000 worth of food and water and some reserves. But if something does happen, I've gained everything. I'm prepared. I'm prepared and I'm not scrambling, you know, and panicking to feed my family. I've got reserves. And that's what all this is about.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, I think that people have to realize, of course, that we're looking at this from a geopolitical point of view. But look at it from a biblical point of view. Time and again in the Old Testament, we're told that God brought wicked nations to bring his vengeance on the children of Israel. And when they turned away from him, why, he brought punishment. And it was a terrible punishment. Certainly the Assyrians were wicked and horrible and nasty people, and that's why Noah hated them so much. He wanted to see them all destroyed. He wanted God to destroy the Assyrians there at Nineveh, and why he didn't want to go and warn them that they had to repent. People did repent, and God put off his judgment on Nineveh for 2 generations. Mm. And if we were to see repentance in America, I think that we could hold off God's judgment. But behind everything going on politically today, I am convinced that God is involved. God can interfere in the affairs of men. I mentioned last night, you know, when did you ordinarily see miracles, miraculous things happening? Well, I saw one here at my home maybe 20 years ago. Mm. Now, we hardly ever have tornadoes in California. We have them all in the Midwest all the time, but we never have them in California, except that there was one on the road just below me. It came right up the hill, a twister. I took the pool house on our pool and twisted around about 30 degrees, didn't destroy it. Just ripped it off its foundation, twisted to 30 degrees, came right up to my house, and we have a porch there with grapevines on it. It took the grapevines off the front of my home and traveled right along the front of my home. You could see the devastation that this tornado wrought in the vegetation, but didn't take even one little sliver off the home. Went beyond, you know, a few hundred yards, taking out trees 4 or 5 feet in diameter. I mean, massive demonstration for a tornado, and yet not one sliver of my home itself was damaged. I had to have the pool house twisted back in shape. Why? I mean, if this thing had been 6 inches more, it would have torn the porch off of our home. But it didn't. Why? Well, I happen to believe that God has been looking after us and preparing us to do what we're doing today. I do believe that God interferes in the affairs of men. And if there was any time we had divine protection, it was that when the tornado came up the hillside and just went right along the front edge of our home and tore the grapevines off of the grape arbor and didn't touch the house. Well, I believe God is going to bring his vengeance upon the people of this country. I think if the people would repent and turn to the wicked ways, but I don't see any sign this is going to happen. And I think we need people like Lynn out there sounding the alarm. All we can do is hope and pray that there will be a great revival. I don't see any evidence of it because our ministers have removed from their message any discussion of the fear of the Lord. And yet the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. And that's the subject of a book we carry, The Secret of the Lord. If you haven't read it, you need to. You need to get it and get others to read it. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Well, it's, you know, getting back into the whole EMP thing, I mean, people need to really look at it and understand that this is a real threat in the world we live in today. And that, you know, we talked about this last night, Stan. Our government could certainly beef up the infrastructure and have a plan, which would cost several billion dollars in the event of an EMP. If it hits, remember, like, you know, I'm sitting here in front of my computers. My monitors are on. I'm on the internet. Everything's working. All that's gone. You know, your debit card doesn't work anymore. So you can't get your money out of the bank because they can't get to the records because everything's electronic. All that's shut down. So when you really start to think about it, not only do the trucks stop rolling in the markets, but if you don't have any, you know, whatever cash you have on hand or whatever, a can of beefaroni is worth more than a $20 bill. Who cares about a $20 bill when you're hungry? A can of beefaroni you're going to go for. I'm being a little facetious here. But this is what we're up against. There was one of the estimates would be, I think I've already said this, but I'll state it again because this needs to be hammered home. Within a year, 9 out of 10 Americans would die of either starvation, disease, or hunger. It's a pretty grim statistic. But I think if we strip it down and we really look at this, this is what we're up against. We need to prepare.
Hold up. We'll be back in a moment. My number is 877-254-524.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
To some, a truck is just a vehicle, nothing more. Steel, chrome, hydraulics, and combustion. But when you look at these things and find inspiration, when you put them together with passion and integrity, then engineering comes to life. Cold sheet metal develops a soul, and pride, sweat, and commitment turn a truck into something more. A Ram truck. Ram heavy duty. Ram 1500. The outdoorsman. And our most luxurious truck ever. The Laramie Longhorn. They're not just trucks. They're Ram trucks. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, I've been here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Mary Julie. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Lynn, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, how they can get to your blogs.
Well, I blog daily, 6 days a week. Well, almost daily, 6 days a week, and that is lamarzulli.wordpress.com. Lamarzulli, M-A-R-Z as in zebra, ULLI.wordpress.com, and the website is lamarzulli.net, and both of them link to each other. But I spend most of my time on the blog, and there's a lot of comments. We get thousands of people a day that come there and read the commentary and analysis. Today, of course, we're going to talk about EMPs again, because I think people need to understand what's really going on with that and what a threat it really is. It's sort of like a sword of Damocles hanging over us, and it's certainly a real threat. I don't think we should be paranoid and start building bunkers and, you know, hiding underground. That's not what I'm saying. But it can't hurt to prepare. It can't hurt to get 6 months worth of food and water stored up. I mean, that's a good thing. You know, anyone's day. Remember Katrina. Just remember Katrina, the government's response to Katrina. And that's, you know, that's one little storm. If an EMP hits, it's a game changer. And there is no government that's going to come and help. So, you know, it's time to do it now. And why not invest $1,000 and get, you know, 6 months worth of food? I mean, and some seeds to start a garden and a water supply. I mean, why not just be smart, you know?
I agree with you. I think everybody should be prepared fiscally for what's coming, but even more spiritually, because short of a massive revival in America, I am firmly convinced God is going to bring his judgment on this nation, a nation where some of the statistics suggest that 25% of our Protestant ministers are into pornography. How many of the Catholic priests are into pedophilia? I don't know, but an awful lot of them are either into pedophilia or sleeping with the parishioners' wives. I said we have half of our Christian marriages end in divorce. 40% of our children in America are born out of wedlock. We got a real problem in America, and anybody who dares to speak out against this will be lambasted by the media because it's controlled by the dark side. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, I would certainly agree to that. I would add one thing. When you add 53 million abortions to this country since Roe v. Wade, that's 53 million with an M. I can't even get my head wrapped around those numbers. I mean, it's just beyond the pale. And this is what amazes me when some of these guys get on TV and ask for your $45 seed faith and all this other stuff, and God's going to bless you. It's like, okay, you know, I understand all that, and I understand that God wants to bless me. But we live in a nation, in a post-Christian world that is about as godly as Sodom and Gomorrah almost. And I say that with all due respect. 53 million abortions. When we look at the lawlessness that permeates our culture, that permeates our society, for instance, the Madonna spectacle at the halftime at the Super Bowl this year, it was a blatant occult, it was a blatant occult fest. In other words, Madonna appears sort of as the high priestess, and then it just goes from there. I mean, there are websites that analyze move by move by move. And of course, at the end of the thing, you know, world peace and all this other nonsense. You know, we are so far beyond the pale. It's interesting I'm not voting for Santorum. I'm not saying that, but when Santorum, is speaking at a college, I guess, a Catholic university, whatever it was, and he's talking about that there really is evil. Immediately the media seizes on this and just makes fun of the guy like he's some sort of an idiot, like he's some sort of a Neanderthal. And I know, Dr. Stan, that you constantly talk about that we are supernatural beings in a natural world, but there is a supernatural element that interfaces with this natural element on an ongoing basis. And it's funny how the media just lampoons anyone who would even, you know, suggest that there's these powers, these dark, wicked powers in high places, like Ephesians tell us. And, you know, Santorum's talking about this, and immediately the media has a field day with this. I actually blogged about that and talked about, you know, who are these people that they get to steer the conversation and get to say whatever they want to say, and basically they're never accountable to anybody. I mean, they're not. No one holds their feet to the fire. They just, you know, blast away and fire away at whoever they want to, and that person is publicly eviscerated. And now what? And of course, you know, Santorum has to backpedal, and it's the whole gotcha politics thing. But this country is not what it was 50 or 60 years ago. And I'm not saying that this country was, you know, lily white, because it certainly wasn't. We've got the horrors of slavery, the horrors of the genocide of the Native American people that we did here. There's a lot of nonsense that happened in this country, but and I understand the Masons were part of the founding of the fathers and all this stuff. But when we go back to the Constitution, and at the break I was listening to it, that all men are created equal, that we have these rights given by God. These rights that are given by God. And the moment we move away from that, and this is what, you know, Americans don't get. They don't understand this. Most Americans don't grasp the nature of those words. It sets us apart. It sets us apart from any other country in that we have these God-given rights that are part of, they're inalienable. They're here. Each person has that. We're all created equal. All men, women are created equal. Even though we didn't uphold that, with the idea of slavery in the American Indian, I get all that. But that was the concept. In other words, that these rights are God-given. The state, the government, does not give us these rights. They are God-given rights. And the moment we move from that, the moment we transgress that, the moment we begin to slide down that slippery slope of, well, all men really aren't created equal, or, well, you know, God gives us some of the rights, but we need the government to give us the rest of the rights. And, of course, this is what Obama is doing with the Saul Alinsky program that he's under, the whole communist agenda, the whole big government, and more big government idea. And it's exactly antithetical from what the Founding Fathers and what our Constitution set up. As Judge Napolitano's show, which was my favorite show to watch, a government is best that governs least. And that's, you know, get them off the backs of the people. I was commenting to a friend of mine the other day, do you realize we are taxed, and I live in California like you do, we are taxed for everything. Every time I go to the pump, I go to the store, I buy a cup of coffee, I do any type of transaction, I am taxed. And yet, our government here in California cannot balance the budget, and they spend more than what they have. I mean, it's unconscionable. I'm not saying Meg Whitman might have been the savior, but she was 20 points ahead of Jerry Brown in the polls, and then she was torpedoed. Gloria Allred trotted out this woman, Nikki, whatever her name was, Nikki Diaz, and they made this big deal that Meg Whitman hired an illegal alien, and oh my gosh, and blah blah blah. The media ran with this thing, and Meg Whitman's entire campaign was torpedoed. So now we've got Governor Brown, and he doesn't have a clue. With all due respect to Jerry, he doesn't have a clue as how to fix this thing other than raise taxes. Meg Whitman was in the private sector. She started eBay. She might have been able to rescue California. She might have been able to actually implement some strategies to get us out of this fiscal morass that we are in. Instead, the knuckleheads here in the state believe Gloria Allred and the Nikki Diaz and the media. Whitman loses, Brown's in, and we have no answer.
Hey, on that thought, I'll be back here in just a moment with Will Lund by Zuli.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom
Good Sabbath.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dan here at American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Lynn Marzulli. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524 if you have a question or comment. But I would like to suggest that if God is just, he is going to bring his vengeance on America. And anybody who questions that really doesn't understand the Bible or the message of the Bible, that God does bring his judgment onto individuals and onto nations. And, of course, remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. But we never talk in our churches today about the fear of the Lord. Why is that? Why? Because the enemies of America have infiltrated our religious seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, and changed the music and the message of the church. Aristotle said, you know, let me control the music and I can control society. And look what the music of America has done. This is not the America I grew up in as a young boy. But they are using the music and its impact on the minds of our people for sex and sensuality. There's an effort to demoralize this nation, and our ministers are not speaking out and pointing out what's happening. And they're going to be answerable one day to the Lord themselves, but most of them fear the backlash from the public, because people don't like to hear about bad things. They don't like to hear about the fact that God does judge individuals and nations. Lynn, go right ahead.
Well, you know, the whole thing with the music, you know, talking about Madonna and all this other stuff and in the culture, the rap culture, and what the kids today, the youth today, listen to. And it's all part of the same disease which has permeated the culture. When you've got a culture there is no God, they're taught, even though the kids are in school, let's say, go to a youth group at their church, whatever, they're pounded from junior high all through high school and, of course, into college, that it's Darwinian evolution. God really? Well, you know, you can believe that if you want to, but what really happened is Darwinian evolution. And this is like intellectual fascism. And what I mean by that is that any opposing view to Darwinism is immediately ridiculed. And if you hold a creationist viewpoint that a loving God of the Bible that we know somehow created ex nihilo from nothing, all life on this planet, you're looked at as a Neanderthal. Well, we all know that everything just evolves. In fact, yesterday someone sent me a link, Dr. Stan, and they said, you know, here's one of our ancestors, and it's this, like, foot-long eel or something. So it's like, you know, how do they get from an eel to a human being? And they don't, they never really say that. And evolution is just a theory that's never been proven. And I believe that if Darwin had known about the deoxyribonucleic double helix DNA spiral of life, as I call it, he would have rescinded his theory. We know that the DNA is so complex. Yeah, we can map the genome. I get that. But it's so complex, and the information that's contained in that is responsible for all life on this planet. And what we see is the chimpanzee's DNA produces a chimpanzee. A hummingbird's DNA produces a hummingbird, not a dolphin. And on and on it goes. And it's like, this is exactly what the Bible tells us. Everything according to its own kind. Why is it in there? Why is that verse in there? Because giraffes are not becoming hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses aren't becoming human beings. And you see, this is the part of the problem, that we have taken the supernatural completely out of the mix in this culture. And the kids are taught that we are all, you know, evolved from some primordial slime over billions of years. There really is no God. And I know what your Sunday school teacher taught you, but, you know, Noah's Ark is a myth. Are you really that stupid to believe this? And so the kids, you know, now they're caught in this in this sort of a crossfire, in the sense that, you know, the and their parents are telling him that God loves you and Jesus died for you and you know, he created everything. And in school, they're telling him exactly the opposite. So the kids are literally ripped in half. And I saw it with both of my girls. My eldest is 25. My youngest is 21. And they basically left the faith. Now, that part of that is a result from a nasty church split that happened here. Nasty church split. And they never recovered from that. That was like, you know, 8 years ago. So they were much younger and they were involved in their youth group. And they just looked at that and just went, I don't want any part of this. Their hearts were broken and they've never recovered. Now, I believe at some point they will come back to the Lord. But, you know, they're pounded with evolutionary theory. And so if there is no God and there are no absolutes and there is no truth and there are no moral code or ethical code or anything like that, if God's laws really don't apply, then what's left? Anarchy, nihilism. And this is exactly what we see in the youth today, unlike any other time in history, in my opinion. There's just this deep-seated nihilistic view of the world where really nothing matters. And you can see it in the films and the music. It's reflected all throughout the culture. And this is part of the problem. This is the problem.
I agree with you totally. And I think it's time for people to recognize we are involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle, and nobody wants to talk about it. Well, it's me. I share your concern about the danger of an EMP pulse. Want to just briefly touch on your recent trip down there to the Gulf of Mexico and New Orleans, and what the restaurateur told you about how the oil leak is influencing the availability of aquatic life?
I'd love to. My good friend and co-producer of the Watchers series, we're working on Watchers 4 right now, and so we did a trip down to New Orleans, and we, let me cough for a second, and we interviewed several people, particularly about Katrina. We went down there to see the aftermath for ourselves of Katrina. It's been 7 years, and also the Gulf oil spill. What we found with Katrina, which is interesting, is that in most cases, the houses have been rebuilt. In other words, in places where entire neighborhoods were wiped out, most of those neighborhoods have come back. And that's, you know, it's that who dat spirit in New Orleans. They've rebuilt and all power to them. But there are still areas, specifically in the Ninth Ward where we went down to, where there are whole stretches of houses that are still boarded up with plywood and are still basically in a ruinous state, and that's 7 years after Katrina. So they have not been rebuilt. We went to the coast where Katrina, the storm surge, was just huge and wiped out
million-dollar mansion. We'll have to get you back real soon. God bless. Have a safe trip, and we'll talk to you when you get back. Bye-bye.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
Well, and here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Lynn Marzulli. I hope you enjoy our conversations with Lynn. He's a very courageous champion for the Lord. We carry his books, The Nephilim Trilogy, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. That's Politics, Prophecy, and the Internet, and the Supernatural. Because you guess you can't understand what's going on politically today unless you understand the supernatural. And then, of course, we carry his book on alien interviews, not necessarily interviews with aliens, but interviews with people who've talked to these people who claim that they've been kidnapped by aliens, because they're demonic beings. This whole thing is demonic. That's what the UFOs are. They're demonic manifestations that can materialize and dematerialize. We carry Lynn's Watchers 1 DVD. We'll actually see Dr. Norman Lear, who has removed some 16 of the chips that have been inserted in people who have been kidnapped. And, of course, as they've analyzed the chips, they appear to be microcomputers from another world, another dimension. Fascinating material. Watchers 1, Watchers 2 DVD. We will be carrying very soon Watchers 3. I'm going to be ordering it today. All of them are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we carry Chuck Chrismeyer's book, The Secret of the Lord. The Secret of the Lord. And it's a powerful, powerful, powerful book, which I recommend. And so many great books out there, we can't carry them all. We carry Tom Horn's book, Apollyon, 2012, Apollyon Rising, 2012. This is to be an eventful year, and whether I don't put much on the credibility in the Mayan calendar, but there are enough things that we've read that make us think that this is going to be a year of momentous changes. I do believe there's going to be a war with Iran. Whether it's this year or next year, I don't know. But I do know that we're being psychologically prepared to go into this unnecessary war. Because how do I know? I read what the enemy says. I read Foreign Affairs magazine, the theoretical journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, the very heart of the Brotherhood of Darkness in America today. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watched our DVD, shame on you. Get them the book, the DVD, or the special with a tape of it. It's all the same story. You get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You can get our four tape set on the secret government. And there we have the interview with Professor Quigley, a professor from Harvard and Princeton and Georgetown, who wrote about the secret society that controls America. And here's a taped interview with Professor Quigley. No one else has it. My interview with Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Reese Committee, that tells you how our great tax-exempt foundations are financing communism and wars. And our number, 1-800-544-8927. if you're in a position to help us financially, we are having a difficult time recently. Just because so many people are having difficult times and are not purchasing the large numbers of tapes and the DVDs necessary to keep us on the air. If you're in a position to help, our number 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility,